I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
And this is exactly the type of thing that makes you watch AEW, the potential for all these history-making matchups. They gave us this with CSJ versus Brian, Okada versus Brian. Now that Okada's with AEW full-time, and now we have Will Ospreay there. Just an endless plethora of matchups against the Dragon, against the Rainmaker, against Ospreay, against anybody really. So it's just an open book as far as star-making matches are concerned.
Going on, this is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Right, this is the bonus post-stream episode of the Wrestling Podcast. This week, it's Gino and myself, Ro, coming to you after we just finished wrapping up the live stream. So let's get to it really quickly. But we're kind of tired here, so we're just going to get through all the stuff that we did not have time for because we only had 1 hour on the stream. First, let's get through a lot of AEW stuff. But I'm in the AEW this week. First, the end of Dynamite this week. After that banging main event with Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher, Bryan Danielson comes out. He just comes out to, I guess, look at Will Ospreay. He doesn't get to do much. they had a long match. They didn't have a lot of time to do other things. But obviously, this means they're going to start a new story with him. So I'm just going to come out and say it. It's really exciting. I think this is the kind of thing that Bryan isn't going to be able to do if he stayed in WWE, you know, a couple of years ago. What do you think of this?
No, I like it. This is exactly the type of thing that makes you watch AEW, the potential for all these history-making matchups. They gave us this with CSJ versus Brian, Okada versus Brian. Now that Okada's with AEW full-time, and now we have Will Ospreay there. Just an endless plethora of matchups against the Dragon, against the Rainmaker, against Ospreay, against anybody really. So it's just an open book as far as star-making matches are concerned.
Yeah. The good thing, I guess, about yung mga NJPW guys coming to AEW, like, yes, you can say that AEW works with NJPW anyway, but then you remember that that's only really like one pay-per-view a year, tapos or two pay-per-views, the Forbidden Door, then Wrestle Kingdom, tapos every now and then kapag pwede silang lumipad to Japan. Iba pa rin yung ano eh, pag nasa US talaga sila, nasa home base sila ng AEW, diba? I guess that is a consideration that a lot of people also didn't quite take in, because on paper, it does feel like AEW and NJPW are like two sides of the same coin, but they're also really not. So I like this. Yeah, I agree with you that it's going to be fun. And the good thing about Ospreay and Okada coming here to AEW is that they get to do a lot more things. It is still a new roster for them to mix up with.
Yeah, especially now that Tony Khan is more open to the idea of working with other promotions. We've seen it, CMLL people on AEW products as of late. So yun, maganda din yung potential for that. Because CMLL is a pretty unknown a promotion in the other part of the world, in the rest of the world, diba? So yung fact na may ganun silang opportunity to expose us to these different talents and to give us all these different matchups that we could only imagine before, even 5 years earlier, before AEW's inception, was, it's just, it's what a time to be alive, diba? What a time to be alive in the wrestling world.
Yeah, diba? So, ito, fun talaga siya. I admit I underestimated yung ano, yung power of moving to AEW from NJPW. So, I'm kind of excited for this now. Right, and moving on to this next bit about AEW. Sammy Guevara has apparently been suspended for that match that they did a couple of weeks ago on Rampage. So he went up against Jeff Hardy. They had a really, really nice ladder match, but something went wrong there. Because it was a hardcore match, but not a ladder match. But something went wrong. Sammy did his shooting star press, and then his knee landed on Jeff Hardy's face. And then at first, Jeff Hardy was kind of knocked out. I believe that that part was edited out of the final broadcast. Nung una, akala nila concussed si Jeff Hardy. But turns out that he actually just broke his nose. Still bad, but not as bad as a concussion. But Sammy had been suspended because apparently he disregarded yung concussion protocol by continuing the match and finishing it as written. So at first, I thought it was weird because everything seemed fine, and then it was a broken nose. And then I read that part, and it said that he should have followed the protocol, and they should have let him stop, or he should have let the officials and doctors stop the match. So, what do you think of this as a fan, as a viewer?
I think with all the facts laid out, I think tama lang din na kahit retroactive yung suspension, he was still penalized for it because. At the time, nung nangyayari yung match, nobody knew kung ano talaga yung status ni Jeff Hardy, diba? The broken nose came after the match. So, if during the match, you were working on the assumption na concussed si Jeff Hardy, then shouldn't you be following the safety procedures that were laid out to protect the athletes that were part of such an event, diba? So, parang ako, tama lang din. Yeah, it sucks kasi, diba? Hindi naman talaga siya na-concussed and he's getting punished for a thing that didn't really happen. But in the moment, he wasn't operating under the rules that they laid out there. Buti, swerte siya na broken nose lang. But if Jeff Hardy was really concussed, paano na, diba? Tinuloy lang niya yun. Paano na, diba? So, that I think I can see the logic from where it's coming from.
Yeah, I get it, man. On paper, it does make sense. In practice, it does make sense, especially when we're all about protecting our brains here in the industry. But to me, is Sammy the only person they suspended for, you know, disregarding concussion protocol? Because he was still able to finish the match, and they let them finish the match. So, ano nangyari doon? Did the doctors say, na, okay, Jeff is okay, he's good. Shouldn't have someone, you know, interfered and ran in, you know, not on a kayfabe style, but, you know, a legit doctor come in the ring and legit separate the two. Parang, shouldn't that have happened as well? And they should have just scrapped the entire match from the broadcast.
Sorry, the match was pretty good. I saw it. It was a good match. I liked it. Yeah, it was a good match, diba? Bringing other people into the mix, kasi hindi ko din consider yun, but bringing other people into the mix actually adds more layers to the story here. Kasi, diba, kung tama nga na dapat sinunod ni Sammy yung protocol, pero tama din na dapat may medical official talaga na nagsalita during the moment, masasayang yung match, diba? But that's what happens. It's live TV. You know, it's a wrestling show. It happens, diba? But you gotta prioritize the safety of the athletes above all. Kasi at the end of the day, sila yung nandun sa loob ng ring.
Yeah, I guess. I just find it weird in suspension because having, you know, suspending someone kind of implies na may malicious intent, eh, diba? Parang feeling ko hindi naman. Maybe he could have been fined or whatever. I don't know. Parang parang it felt like suspending him was too much, but I don't know that particular fact as well. So I hope that it does also serve as a message to, you know, keep everyone safe, because a lot of people in AEW do get injured. The style is pretty high risk because TK is, you know, a bit open to having them wrestle the way they want. So I guess there's this measure as well.
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gailey Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, next, Darby Allin cut a promo on Dynamite this week. He has a match at Big Business next week against Jay White, but he's also announced that he's going on leave because he's climbing Mount Everest. And if you leave it on in the background and you're just listening to it while doing something else, it sounds really sad. parang super lungkot niya na nawala si Sting, nag-retire na siya, wala na siyang father figure in the business, traveling with him, diba? So he, in his sadness, he also says that he might never come back. And Emil put this this bit here, and he says that it's kind of eerie, but also I understand because a lot of people do die on Mount Everest.
Yes, you guys, Mount Everest is no joke. Like, kala nyo pula gyan, hindi. It's a hardcore endeavor. Even fucking Excalibur said that he's been training for it for months. So you need actual training. I know people who've only made it to base camp and mahirap na daw yun. The fact that they were just at the base of the mountain and that in itself was an endeavor speaks volumes of the actual summit that is the tallest mountain in the world. That said, kahit medyo weird yung vibe ng promo, I am actually enjoying the brutal honesty, the tactlessness that Darby delivers in his promos. Diba? Parang medyo shoot style siya. He did it with the Young Bucks when he called out Brandon Cutler. Now he did it here when he talked about being homeless and talked about Jay White and all them. I appreciate it. Parang medyo pipe bomb siya in the sad boy sort of way. And I like it because it adds more to his character.
I guess. It's pretty... No, I think I understand where the concern is coming from because it does feel like lately he has been a little more suicidal, diba? I think when you juxtapose it kasi with the last match he's seen, ng Revolution, yeah. Diba? The glass pot from the Swanton spot, which was gimmick, diba? I'm sure it was stunt glass, diba?
Yeah.
So I'm sure he wasn't really trying to kill himself, although he did get scratched pretty bad in that spot. But given that and given this, what he said here and how he said it, I understand why some people might be concerned, but it has been the gimmick for quite some time, or the character. Not it's his lifestyle, it's his mindset, diba, na he wants to really push the limits of how far he can take his body physically. So
diba kaya nga siya nag-start off by painting half his face like a zombie or a skeleton, kasi he feels like he's half alive, diba? He's half dead.
Yeah,
all exactly. All the time. So it's like yung pagka YOLO niya, dinala niya sa emo level. So I like it though, but I do get why people are concerned, but I also know that Darby Allin is a professional risk taker for a living for a reason.
Yeah. I just hope that he is able to, I don't know, to be okay in his older years, to go to 10 or 20 years from now. All right, last bit before we leave you here, WWE NXT, Roxanne Perez finally turned heel after months of teasing, of acting out, throwing temper tantrums. He went after Lyra Valkyria and finally snapped. Okay, I did not catch it, but I knew that, you know, we all saw this was coming eventually, especially with this episode. So what do you think of this finally happening?
I believe it happened after the women's tag team title match. Siyempre, natalo yung team ni Lyra and Tatum Baxley, right?
Yes,
Tatum Baxley. There we go. I always confuse her for Fallon and for some reason. But I like... anyway, they lost. See, Roxanne came out, delivered a brutal beatdown, just a hellish spot. If you see the arm spot that they did there, medyo brutal siya, and it's just it made me cringe a little bit, but also made me look at Roxanne a different way. And I guess that's what they were after here, because I think the true test of main roster ready is if you're able to play both a face and a heel, right? We've always seen face Roxanne, underdog Roxanne, the prodigy Roxanne, but we've never seen this darker side to Roxanne, and I like it because this character is a good foil for somebody like Lyra, who's really a pure babyface.
Yeah, I think she was able to handle it better than Bayley. I felt like mas genuine yung pagiging bad girl niya. I think they also built up well to it a lot better compared to Bayley na ano. Nah, medyo, it was still a victim of Vince era writing back on Raw and SmackDown. So I find that this one makes sense. Her psyche, her mindset was really well explored. And you can't help but kind of root for her, even though you're kind of annoyed by her, because she is kind of acting out like a brat. But it is what it is. And you, as much as I want people to stay faces, even I had to go through a heel phase, because you do have to show the people that you can portray these different aspects of a person, of a character. Right? So I think she's doing it. She's off to a much better start here. And I want to see so she still has a lot of her career to go. She can always go back to being a role model baby face whenever she wants, when the time comes, when the story allows it. So I think this is the stand and deliver story that they've been building up for quite a while now, so I'm quite excited for that. Right, that's it for our post live stream talk points. We know you got other podcasts to listen to. You got other things to listen to. So we'll leave you here, and we'll see you again next week for our audio-only episodes, our weekend reactions, and our picks of the week. Depende kung maraming pag-react over the weekend. And syempre, our live stream on Thursday, 7 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube. You know where to find us. It's the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook and Wrestling Podcast on YouTube. You can also find us at Wrestling2X Pod, Twitter, and TikTok. At Wrestling Podcast on Instagram and Threads. Again, this has been Chino Liao and Romaran for our co-hosts, Stan C, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH. This has been another post live stream bonus episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Until then, stay safe, be kind, please don't be a dick, and you know, stay cool, it's getting hot. Later, Outcasts, peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.